Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honoreth them that fear Yahweh. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doeth these things shall never be moved. Reading from the words of the Most High Yah, Psalm 15, a Psalm of David. Shalom, shalom, shalom. I am Yeremiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. Of course, we come your way every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio, and it gives us a great deal of pleasure to grace you and yours again in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. My beloved brothers and sisters, we've been dealing with this latest thing that's out here, and we're still going to deal with it, this homosexual gay agenda thing, hallelujah, that has now infiltrated not only the United States of America, the United Snakes, but it has infiltrated the entire planet. Yes, this thing and this agenda is in place everywhere. And do you think this is going to get by the mighty Yah? No, it isn't. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Stay strong, stay encouraged, because nothing wicked, no evil, no sin, no nothing, period, lasts forever, especially if it's wicked. The only one that will be planted here forever will be the righteous that Yahweh plants here in the earth under his administration and his world that will never have an end. Okay. We're going to get started quickly here in the Knowledge Suite. And, of course, we do welcome you. We do welcome you. And we do thank you for your listening ears and for your humble hearts. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters, we're going to get right into it. There's this thing called the gay agenda, which has been in place for a long time here in this country. Things have been going on around us and right up on our nose without us knowing it. Of course, some of us were youths when a lot of this was put in place. Some of us just plain flat out just wasn't aware of these things, you know, and it's to say so innocently. We just didn't know. But now we are in the days of knowing. And so now it is incumbent upon us to take heed to all of the things that are transpiring around us and all the things that are going on this planet. I want you to take a listen to this, because this thing has been in place for a long time, and it's even recorded in the congressional records. Now notice this. Congress has, what, records of this agenda. I want you to listen to it. And this is what they proposed way back when. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. It was a thing called the Gay Manifesto by a gay man by the name of Michael Swift. And it was first published from the Gay Community News in February 15th, 21st of 1987, and reprinted in the Congressional Record. Look at this now, reprinted in the Congressional Record. So Congress had record of this thing as well, and has well been aware of it, and always have been. But then you're going to see why when this thing is read to you, and we're going to allow the commentator to read this to you so that you will get a clear understanding of what all this mess that's even transpiring today is all about. So what we're doing now, we're laying foundations, because you know we're going to come behind it and tear all the foundations and tear the whole wicked thing to pieces with the words of the mighty Yah. I am Yeremiyahu ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. We will return momentarily.
This is the Gay Manifesto by Michael Swift, first published in Gay Community News, February 15th to the 21st in 1987. It is also reprinted in the Congressional Record. This is what it states. We shall sodomize your sons, emblems of your feeble masculinity, of your shallow dreams and vulgar lies. We shall seduce them in your schools, in your dormitories, in your gymnasiums, in your locker rooms, in your sports arenas, in your seminaries, in your youth groups, in your movie theater bathrooms, in your army bunkhouses, in your truck stops, in all your male clubs, in your House of Congress, whenever men are with men together. Your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They will be recast into our image. All laws banning homosexual activity will be revoked. Instead, legislation shall be passed which engenders love between men. All homosexuals stand together as brothers. We shall triumph only when we present a common face to the vicious heterosexual enemy. If you dare to cry faggot, it states, fairy, queer, and us, we will stab you in your cowardly hearts and defile your dead, puny bodies. We will unmask the powerful homosexuals who masquerade as heterosexuals. You will be shocked and frightened when you find that your presidents and their sons, your industrialists, your senators, your mayors, your generals, your athletes, your film stars, your television personalities, your civic leaders, your priests, are not the safe, familiar heterosexual figures you assume them to be. We are everywhere. We have infiltrated your ranks. Be careful when you speak of homosexuals, because we are always among you. We may be sitting across the desk from you. We may be sleeping in the same bed with you. All churches who condemn us will be closed. Our only gods are handsome young men. For us, too much is not enough. All males who insist on remaining stupidly heterosexual will be tried in homosexual courts of justice and will become invisible men. We shall rewrite history, history filled and debased with your heterosexual lies and distortions. We shall be victorious because we are filled with the ferocious bitterness of the oppressed who have been forced to play seemingly bit parts in your dumb heterosexual shows throughout the age. We too are capable of firing guns and manning the barricades of the ultimate revolution. Tremble, hetero swine, when we appear before you without our masks. Have you heard or read this article before? Why not?
So as you can see, they have made it very clear and very obvious that they are going to launch war against us so-called heterosexuals. That is, men who are normal, who love women, who don't do homosexual, gay, faggot things. And I just violated one of their codes, which they did state emphatically. Anybody that called them a fag, which they are, okay, call them a faggot, was going to get stabbed and all of this. Okay, yeah, right. Bring it on. Yes. Because let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. And they have also exposed the fact of something that many of us have known for quite some time, that all of your so-called celebrities, your politicians, these are high-ranking people now, high-ranking people in high positions, hallelujah. All of your movie stars, the people that you have been taught to look up to, quote, idolize, which there shouldn't be no idols anyway. Idolatry is definitely against the Most High Yah. All in this gay movement. And it's been in place for a long time and continues unto this present day, in which we are witnessing right before our very eyes and seeing what? That now legislation has been put in place to favor this type of activity. I want you to listen to a very short presentation once more, and then we're going to go into some things that we need to really talk about and we really need to discuss. But just to show you that this thing has been before Congress. Congress has it documented. But then look who's carrying it out. The political figures are the ones that are carrying out this so-called what? This gay manifesto, this gay liberation thing, this gay rights thing, this gay bills thing, the whole gay movement, man. Wow. My goodness, brothers and sisters. Look at that. The gay manifesto. Oh, yeah. Been in action, been right up on our noses all along. Some of us were distracted and doing other things while they were busy putting this in place. Well, then look at the latest thing that has happened. Just last FRIDAY day, the president sprang a surprise upon us that many of us knew it was coming, but we didn't know it was going to be put in place and just going to sneak in and slip in like that. I mean, he did it suddenly, without no pre-notification, without no pre-warning. No, nothing, but we knew it was imminent. We knew it was imminent. We knew this thing was coming, but we just didn't know exactly when, but we knew it was in the works and it was going to transpire soon and very soon, and that it did, last quote-unquote Friday. Oh, yes, about the what? The gender identity thing in the public bathrooms and restroom facilities as well as public schools. Well, it's in the public schools now, of course. And, oh, yes, you know it's going to what, eventually become in the public facilities. It's going to become a part of the public facilities protocol, their way of doing things, their way of what? Of just functioning and operating on what they call a normal basis, which is really an abnormal basis, okay? Just plain everyday life, man. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Oh, just wait. Just wait. Just hold on. Hold on. I'm Irimi Yahoo Ben Yisrael. You are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Let's get this other documentary out of the place right quick. And from the looks of it, there will be an F day coming up this week. Total Roba. Hallelujah.
President Obama orders schools to allow transgender students to use whatever bathroom they want. So, what's happening to America? ABC News says, breaking, President Obama to order public schools to allow transgender students to choose own bathrooms. ABC 7 News San Francisco says, the Obama administration is telling public schools that they must allow transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms. Via ABC 7 News, they say, the Obama administration is telling public schools that they must allow transgender students to use bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their gender identity. Their directive is informal guidance being sent to schools, districts Friday, today, by the Department of Education and Justice. The letter does not impose any new legal requirements, but federal officials say that the guidance is meant to clarify school districts' obligations to provide students with non-discriminatory environments. Notice that the letter does not impose any new legal requirements, quote-unquote, because the president can't impose legal requirements directly onto schools like a dictator or a king. But that didn't stop ABC 7 from tweeting, quote, President Obama to order public schools to allow transgender students to choose own bathrooms, end quote. President Obama, in the dark of the night, without consulting Congress, without consulting educators, without consulting parents, decides to issue an executive order like this superintendent forcing transgender policies on schools and on parents who clearly don't want it, says Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick when he declared this to NBC5. Throw aside the bathroom issue for a second. How can Obama really order schools to do anything? This kind of thing violates the separation of powers in just the way you know Obama loves to do. And inevitably, this will get tied to the funding of these schools, which is really all most schools actually care about these days anyway. This new development comes on the heels of this. Loretta Lynch on North Carolina's bathroom law. Today, we are filing a federal civil rights lawsuit. Loretta Lynch in North Carolina bathroom law. This law provides no benefit to society. AG Loretta Lynch earlier this week announced that the Department of Justice is suing North Carolina and threatening to withhold federal funding over the state's new bathroom law, which forces public schools, colleges, and government agencies to, prepare yourself for this, designate bathrooms to be used by people based on their biological sex. And we know it sounds crazy. Well, Lynch thinks so. She compares the new law to Jim Crow's laws. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice has the time and inclination to sue North Carolina for being so evil as to force a potential 0.37% of transgender North Carolinians to use a bathroom designated for their biological sex. But the department just can't seem to get around to indicting Hillary for, well, any of the laws she's broken, of which there are many, and that affects everyone, especially if she becomes president. And that's the country we live in. This whole thing reeks of obedience training, social engineering, and bullying via political correctness to get the 99.63% of everyone else to bow down, no matter how uncomfortable it might make them, to the will of the 0.37%. Again, please refer to this comment left on the article where people were arguing about these laws. Quote, "I'm gay. I know a man when I see one. A woman who cuts off her breasts and grows a throat beard is not a man. She's a woman with a psychological disorder known as gender dysphoria. And I do not want to share a locker room or a shower with a woman. And yes, sorry, Libs, gender dysphoria is a mental disorder. That's the only reason insurance will cover the surgery as treatment for a mental problem. People with a disorder known as gender dysphoria deserve love and compassion, but that does not mean that the rest of us will be bullied into showering with hairy women or men with breast implants. Sex is biological and cannot be switched. Neither can gender. Gender roles or gender norms may be a social construct, but gender itself is biological and immutable." This is on the Daily Sheeple today, May 13th, by Piper McGowan. I'll leave a link below for you for this.
I threw it into the mix for whatever purpose or worth it is worth. As you can see, it does have mixed parts to it, you know. Seemingly, she's speaking against it, but in some areas, she's actually not speaking against it. But that's the way the wicked do. Anyway, my people, the children of Israel, hallelujah. Deuteronomy chapter 23, hallelujah, starting at verse 17. "There shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel." My sisters, come off the street. My sister, stop using your body part, your birth canal, your vagina in an unrighteous way. Stop giving it to any and everybody who wants to get up in there. That's a very sacred vessel. Now, we're going to get into some teachings on this right here. "There shall be no whore." What is a whore? A woman that either sells it or just give it away. That just what? That just indulges in illicit sex. No purpose and no cause, when that does have a very sacred reason why this particular act between a man and a woman, man and woman, is designed to take place. "Nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel." My brothers, notice he emphasizes sons. Hallelujah. So then, that neither the sons nor the daughters can participate in this thing called sodomy. But see, sodomy is not what you think it is. Now, actually, there's a Hebrew word that sodomite comes from. What a sodomite is, in Hebrew, is known as kadesh, kadesh. That's Q-A with the long vowel sound up over the A, D-E-S-H, with the what? With the long, short vowel sound over the E. So it would be pronounced Kadesh, Kadesh, Kadesh. No, that's a long vowel sound over the E. Yes, a slash. It means to be consecrated, devoted. But consecrated and devoted to what? Consecrated and devoted to that wicked lifestyle. See, The word sodomite means what? To be consecrated. It means to be devoted. It is Kaddish. Kaddish. You see that? My beloved brothers and sisters, as a matter of fact, if you do your research, you will find that the city of Sodom was not named for the evil, wicked practice that was going on there. Sodom was not called Sodom because Sodomites existed there, because remember there was a twin city called Gomorrah, Sodom and Gomorrah. But notice, both of the cities were destroyed for this vile wickedness, for this homosexuality, for this vile wickedness that took place during that particular dispensation of time. And you see, even though they have what is called a gay agenda, Yah has some judgment for it. And then we are going to go back in time into the destruction of these cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, see? But sodomy was practiced all throughout other cities. See, the city of Sodom was not named Sodom because of the Sodomites that were there. A Sodomite, as we just expressed to you, is a Kaddish. Kaddish. It means they're consecrated. But they were consecrated to this pagan deity named Ashtoreth. See, it goes back to the worship of Ashtoreth and to what? To Baal, Baal, B-A-A-L, sun worship. See, so it's still affiliated with ancient, wicked, pagan, what, gods and religions and the type of things that the gods, what, required from their subjects. And sodomy was one of the things that they definitely required. They required men to be with men, women to be with men or with women. You see that? A thing that Yah calls wicked, he's against it, never will be for it, and it is just plain wicked. My people, again, hallelujah. Back to our law, the book that's called Leviticus, Vayikra, in Hebrew, hallelujah, chapter 20, verse 13. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Now if, hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters, if we were living in our land under our law system, which is righteous law, if this sort of thing was found, there would be no question about it. Both of them, both of the sodomites, both of the faggots, both of the sissies, both of the homosexuals will put to death. Now, if you all don't like my use of this terminology, you just have to get over it, because I don't change and I don't compromise for anything or anybody, especially under a system of wickedness. Oh, does Yahweh have a day in reserve for this sort of thing? Yes, he does. He has a day reserved for his great wrath. And, you know, those of us who seek the right way should be rejoicing, because these sort of things that are transpiring are doing nothing but adding more and more anger to the anger he already has. There's no telling what day his anger will boil over and he will finally say, enough is enough. I am going to put an end to it, because I can tell you this one thing to be assured of. An end is definitely coming, and it is coming sooner than you think. How soon, when, exactly when, I can't tell you. No one can. Only Yah knows. But I do know this. I am so glad that what? Evil don't last always. Not always. Wickedness does not endure forever. It's only for a short period of time. In fact, we're going to dive into some very, very serious things this coming F Day. Hallelujah. Yes, concerning us as a people. What's in our what? Look at that, what happened in our past. Ooh-wee. What happened in our antiquity? Look at this. Look at what happened in our past, man. And Sodom and Gomorrah weren't the only places that this place happened in. You see what I'm saying? In our antiquity, we have some serious things going on, even in this area right here. We're talking about this sodomy and being sodomites, because we almost had an entire tribe wiped out due to this wickedness. We almost lost an entire tribe of Israelites because they knew better. These men knew these very laws that you just see me read. You just heard me read, rather. Yes, these men knew about this. They knew that a man shouldn't be with a man. They knew that a woman shouldn't be with a woman, that they should not engage in those so-called sexual activity, because that's not really sex. That's not sex. That's just nasty. That's just nasty stuff going on, and it is wicked before the Most High Yah, and he is going to eradicate. I don't care what their agenda is. You see what I'm saying? They have an agenda, but Yah has judgment in place. Yes, they have an agenda. What do you mean by agenda? An agenda is what? Defined as what? A list or program of things to be done or considered. Look at this. Well, they have a list of things to be done because they have long considered it. They've long thought it out. They've long put it together. But now, like we just listened to the very, very first part, a portion of this program, the Gay Manifesto, well, guess what? No. What you all are purposing and desiring to do upon this planet is not going to go down because they don't like us so-called straight people or heterosexuals, as we are called. And they have some definite plans to try under this same manifesto now to eradicate and eliminate everyone who would dare call themselves straight, heterosexual, or quote-unquote normal. They have under their agenda plans to deal to really what they call deal with us. I'm going to show them so-called straight folks what time it is and what they're working with and what we're working with. But, man, if you're like me, if you're working with the Most High, that's who you better be working with and that's who you better stay working with, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nations, because I'm telling you, the Most High Yah does indeed have judgment in place. If he destroyed two twin cities that put this in place and then ordered the eradication of one of our tribes, in fact, I'll tell you, it was the tribe of Benjamin. You know, you want to go ahead and get ready because I'm going to deal with this. It's coming up today. It's found in Judges chapter 19. Read the entire 19th chapter of the book of Judges. Read it all the way through to the end. Read Judges 19 and the rest of the chapters after that because it tells you what became of all of this. But it was a very, very sad time and a very dark period, even in our antiquity. Look at this. In our days of old, in our past days and past times, but in our existence on this planet, as what was supposed to have been the what? The mighty Kodesh nation of Yah. We were supposed to be a nation of righteousness, of kings, governors, priests, rulers, mores, you name it. A beautiful system of righteousness. But no, our fathers just wouldn't get it right. They wouldn't do it. But Yah is going to save out of these same people who have been very hard-headed, very wicked toward him, very disobedient, a remnant. Oh, yes. A remnant will make it. A remnant of the children of Israel are going to be saved. Hallelujah. Because why? There is still a righteous branch that's planted there. There's still righteousness within this people. And Yah is going to what? Separate the righteous from the wicked of his people. Hallelujah. He's done it in times past. We have been through many wars, been through many captivities, and they have all been based upon our disobedience and our disloyalty to the Most High Yah. But this remnant, as we read in our series on the remnant, if you didn't listen to that, go back and listen to the archive because we just recently completed this. Hallelujah. We're on this gay agenda thing now. Yeah, sodomite, huh? Sodomite. Kaddish, consecrated, devoted to what? To pagan evil deities, gods and quote goddesses that don't even exist. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But this is what the nations are doing in this dispensation of time. They are ordering up and they are really coming out with their pagan deity worship like never before. And they are flaunting it in our faces and in the faces of everyone on this planet, my blood brothers and sisters and people of the nations. But don't you give in. Don't you be weak back. Don't you be stupid. Don't you be crazy. Don't you do nothing stupid because the Most High Yah is still on the throne and still is in charge of this planet. And he is most certainly going to root all the wicked out. The wicked shall be rooted out of the earth. Hallelujah. Yahweh shall destroy all nations. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all nations that forget Yah. Hallelujah. America has not retained Yah in any of her, what? In any of her administration, in any of the way she does her law, her system is based totally upon corruption and wickedness, has been so since her inception, since her invention, since her coming into existence. Man, stay with us. We're going to do a special edition of the Knowledge Suite this coming F Day. If it be Yah's will, we'll be here, and we want you to be here with us. Peace and blessings, blessings and peace. Shalom, shalom, shalom.